707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, around 735 will join us to talk about hurricane season officially starting today and what could be a tropical system impacting our weather possibly by the end of the week. More on the way on that. Of course, nationwide protests continued last night, and here in Mobile, we'll give you details on that. Also, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Even though all that's going on, still dealing with the pandemic, and we look at the fight against COVID-19 by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton Orwig has the latest.
Sean, nationally, we're nearing 2 million total cases of coronavirus. Right now, we have over 1,837,000, and over 106,000 Americans have now died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 20,350 new cases were added and 638 deaths. That's after 1,015 deaths were reported on Saturday and 1,212 on Friday. Some good news when it comes to testing. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, which tracks the number of national test results up until 3 p.m. every day, they totaled 441,000 total tests nationally yesterday, the third time in 4 days that over 400,000 Americans have been tested, and we're nearing 17 million total tests now nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, 17,952 confirmed positive cases in the state, where 630 have died due to COVID-19, and there have been 1,853 hospitalizations since the pandemic. The date they decided on was March 13th there, so 1,853 hospitalizations since March 13th. That's after 27 new hospitalizations in the state yesterday, 8 on Saturday, and 40 on Friday. There were 355 new positive cases added yesterday. Well, when you look at the week and two-week average, it's not good for the total number of cases. The 7-day average at a new peak of 481 cases per day, while the 14-day average is at a high of 421 cases per day. There were 6,431 test results in the state yesterday. Over the last week, 10.3% of those test results have been positive, and over the past 2 weeks, 9.5%. Those averages have been on a steady rise now since the beginning of the month. 12 deaths reported in Alabama yesterday, after 8 on Saturday and 19 on Friday. We hit our peak of daily deaths back on Tuesday, May the 12th, when 37 died. The weekly average of daily deaths right now at 11 per day, while the two-week average is 10 per day. Looking at local numbers, Mobile County now has 2,239 positive cases of coronavirus with 116 deaths. We added 115 new cases in Mobile County since Friday and 4 deaths over the weekend. Baldwin County has 290 positive cases with 9 deaths, 9 new cases in Baldwin County since Friday, and 0 new deaths, which it's been about 5 days in a row now since Baldwin County has reported a death due to COVID-19. Washington County has 70 positive cases with 6 deaths. Clark County, 144 cases with 2 deaths. Monroe County, 40 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia, 63 cases with 3 deaths. Choctaw County has 153 cases with 8 deaths. Kanaka, 41 cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County now with 148 positive cases and 7 deaths.
All right, Dalton with the latest of the fight against COVID-19 by the numbers. And I wonder if we look county by county down the road a few more months, if we'll see any kind of story to be told how some counties have more cases but fewer deaths, and some counties have fewer cases but more deaths. It'll be interesting to maybe we'll learn something from those numbers. All right, it wasn't just all across the country, but right here at home in Alabama, that protest turned into rioting. And last night in Birmingham, it sounded like this.
We're getting attacked on camera. We're getting attacked.
Nobody.
Oh my God! That's our Madison Underwood. Oh my God! Help! Help!
A little bit from last night, this was attacks on reporters that were there. Now, this went on nationally, but last night in Birmingham, reporter Stephen Quinn, who used to work here in Mobile in this market, now in Birmingham, he was hit. You heard the beginning of that where you hear the woman shout and with the edited expletive there because she was live on it. But listen, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Somebody walks up, breaks a bottle over the head of Quinn, the reporter Stephen Quinn, and takes his wallet, too. Then takes his wallet, because that's going to bring some peace.
Right.
Breaks a bottle over his head, takes his wallet. Then you hear the fighting going on. That's Madison Underwood from AL.com. Who gets jumped.
Right. He.
You saw a lot of that over the weekend, people jumping people.
Yeah, in the video, you see, like you said, that bottle smashed over Stephen Quinn, who's with ABC 33 in Birmingham. You see the bottle smashed over his head, and then the other person in the video, who you said, Madison Underwood, he kind of squares up.
Yeah.
He squares up with some of the protesters.
Good for Madison. He went down swinging.
He did. He did go down, and then you see in the video.
Then everybody jumps.
At least several of the protesters jumped on him and started, you know, kicking him and punching him while he was on the ground. They did.
He's a reporter for AL.com, for God's sake.
Right.
I mean,
and you saw they did tweet what? Later from the ER there in Birmingham that they were getting checked on after all of that. But what a scary moment for them, and a frightening video for the rest of us to see.
You can see the videos from over the weekend, people that were jumped and just beaten down to, you know, where they're knocked unconscious. There's people been shot. It's just, but yeah, that's here in Alabama. Here in Mobile, yesterday it was deemed going to be a peaceful protest there at Mardi Gras Park in Cathedral Square. It turned to tear gas when the protesters approached I-10 to go get up on the interstate. There also tear gas again later last night across from the radio station here at Airport and 65. More on that story and more on our leaders in Mobile. Chief Batiste and Mayor Stimson both addressing the crowd in person yesterday.
News 5's Dana Winter was there as those city leaders face some tough questions and harsh criticisms.
Where were you doing that?
Came down here right now to support Chief Batiste.
Mobile's mayor and police chief both facing some tense moments at Sunday's protest.
Listen, if you want an answer, you got to listen. You got to be willing to listen. It's not what you saw and what you know, it's what you can prove. And can you prove that it was the intent of that officer?
Yes. He was smiling, bro. You see him smiling.
That's impossible for anybody to know everything. And if you think that's going to happen, you have an unrealistic expectation.
I don't believe nothing is impossible. I
suggest that you can run for office then.
Mayor Stimson, shortly after making a quick exit, followed by a crowd as his car sped away. Chief Batiste staying out a little longer, answering questions about his department's integrity.
I'm going to take these stars off my collar one day. And when I take these stars off my collar, people will recognize me for the person that I am, not necessarily just because of stars that I had on my collar.
The chief encouraging all protesters to go home as night fell, saying people can plan another protest on another day if needed. Reporting in Mobile, I'm Dana Winter for WKRG News 5.
All right, and that protest continued into the evening last night. At one point, traffic shut down here at Airport N65. You had tear gas deployed again at pretty much the north, that'd be the northwest quadrant of the Airport 65 interchange over by where the Babies R Us is. That went on, and then a move over to the mall area and then to Lowe's. Mm-hmm. The Lowe's there on the Beltline where there were windows knocked out there. And then something that had shut down the Walmart. I don't want to say it inaccurately. Some people are saying it was a Facebook post. Some people are saying something else. They, for some period of time, shut down that Walmart there. So that's what we're getting from the Beltline. So from the west side to the east side of 65.
Yeah, and apparently last night at that Staples there, someone tried to set a fire at the Staples that's there in that same area as Lowe's and Walmart. And the report from last night, an officer told KRG News 5 that shots were fired in that area, but no reports on any injuries or deaths from that at this point.
Looking at just a side question here, too, if somebody was... The attacks on media that have happened, okay, and there's a lot of stories nationally that police have attacked media in other cities. We see the story there in Birmingham. That was rioters,
right,
attacking media. If your idea is to get the information out about the protest, for remember what this is about is the death of George Floyd and many others. If that is the reasoning behind this, how does attacking the media who's telling the story with cameras and microphones there, How does that further the cause? The thought process with that is nothing to do with the cause. It is just outright anarchy, the thought process there, that has reporters from AL.com getting jumped and attacked there on the streets of Birmingham. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And reporters have been seeing violence, like you said, from both sides. And we just had that story in that video from Birmingham where it was rioters causing the damage. But there were also pictures and video out this week of reporters getting hit with rubber bullets, being shot by police that were trying to tame down those riots. It's, you know, I haven't seen anything like this. And
nor have I. I'm 20 years your senior, and I have not either.
But it does seem that media across the country, and there have been several deaths in these riots across the country. None from any media folk, but there have been several that have died, whether in shootings between protesters or what have you. But it's been a crazy weekend, and cities across the United States, including the nation's capital and Atlanta.
50 Secret Service agents. Now, it's like I said, last hour, I've seen that number from 35 or 40 to 60. So we'll take the story that says 50. I'm going off the Daily Mail story here. Those numbers have moved. But some tens of Secret Service agents were injured in clashes outside the White House. Y'all think about that. I know y'all are right now. Secret Service agents are no patsies. They're tough people. They're trained to be tough and know how to hit. What is going on that they were injured in this? You know, I mean, Secret Service agents usually do the injuring. Mm-hmm. They don't do the, my gosh. And of course, the president at the White House with the lights out, what a scene that was.
Yeah, an image last night as parts of the nation's capital burned. You see images of the White House where it seemed like every light in the house was off. And President Trump reportedly was taken down into the White House bunker during the night last night. So scary situations from the nation's capital all the way through the rest of America.
Absolutely. And we'll be talking about that with you coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. And right now on the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106, Dr. Bill's on the way.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Protests on Airport Boulevard in Mobile shut down the roadway for several hours last night. Shots were fired during those protests. Windows were broken at the Lowe's store on the I-65 Beltline, and someone tried to set a fire at the Staples office supply store in the same area. Demonstrations in downtown Mobile were peaceful most of Sunday afternoon, but tensions escalated when demonstrators clashed with police officers as protesters tried to get on the entrance ramp to Interstate 10. Officers fired tear gas into the crowd. The coronavirus pandemic is forcing Alabama state officials to rethink how they set up hurricane shelters. The director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency said the state is making plans now. He said the state will likely open more shelters to accommodate social distancing. The Atlantic hurricane season officially begins today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, 722 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start in NASCAR, where Brad Keselowski took the lead with a lap remaining to win at Bristol Motor Speedway last night. Keselowski's second win in the last week. He took the lead when race leaders Joey Logano and Chase Elliott wrecked while battling for first place.
They touch.
A little bump and run there from Chase Elliott.
but Chase just sent it in there, got loose, took them both out.
Keselowski held on for the victory and is now the first driver to win multiple races in the five cup events since NASCAR resumed on May 17th. Logano finished 21st, Elliott 22nd. Then Logano blamed Elliott for the wreck after the race.
Oh, he wrecked me. I mean, he got loose underneath me. The part that's frustrating is afterwards a simple apology, like be a man, come up to someone and say, hey, like my bad.
The winner, Keselowski, acknowledged that he needed some luck to pull off the victory.
Oh my goodness. I think everybody on this Discount Tire Ford Mustang team is going to go to Vegas. Is it open yet? Because things have been going our way from the luck of the draw and the qualifying to, you know, the last few laps there.
Clint Bowyer came in second for his best finish in a year. Seven-time NASCAR champ Jimmy Johnson was third, followed by Kyle Busch and Eric Jones. Tonight, the Xfinity Series will race at Bristol in the Cheddar's 300. Next up for the Cup Series, the top racers will head to Atlanta for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 on Sunday. Speaking of Atlanta, in downtown Atlanta last night, the College Football Hall of Fame boarded up and assessing damage from a destructive weekend of protests. The facility's most valuable trophies and artifacts were moved to a secure facility in case additional trouble breaks out. The Hall's chief executive officer, Kimberly Bodine, said that the extensive glass facade of the nearly 95,000 square foot building was shattered on Friday night. Rioters also broke into the street-level gift shop and stole merchandise. The Hall of Fame opened a new $68.5 million facility in Atlanta in 2014, taking a prime spot adjacent to the Georgia World Congress Center and right across the street from Centennial Olympic Park. That area became the epicenter of Atlanta's protests over the weekend. The Hall of Fame had been making plans to reopen after they shut down in mid-March because of the coronavirus pandemic. Bodine said those plans will likely be pushed back because of the time needed to make repairs. 724, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Owners of partnerships and other pass-through businesses received a large gift in the tax law, a 20% deduction on their income. But that write-off is subject to limitations, starting at incomes of about $321,000 for married couples. To get around that, business owners can strategically bunch or ramp up their expenses, which will help to lower their incomes and allow for the full deduction. So, for example, you could buy all of your equipment in 1 year to lower your income. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com. BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are clear. No new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway in downtown through the tunnels. You got some radar, so be careful in that area all the way to the 1065 split, but no wrecks in the roadways. The newly designed Deep South Speedway presents the Duels in Dixie this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You'll see the Southern All-Star Super Late Model Series and seven different divisions running. You can find out more on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
727 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill joins us here in less than 10 minutes with the discussion of our forecast for the week and the tropics. It's first day of hurricane season, and there's at least one spaghetti model shows something tropical heading up our way. We'll find out if Dr. Bill is concerned about that or not in just a few. Also, I put up the pictures on Twitter last night from the National Mall, National Park Service, and you know, that runs the National Mall there. Pictures of the graffiti and defacing of monuments there in Washington. That were there at the got the main mall and then areas adjacent to it. Also, I saw this trending on Twitter, maybe for a little bit of levity out there. Not that the anything is funny about it, other than the fact that people think they can do it. There's some movement out there. They're going to topple the Washington Monument.
Really?
Yes, and then there are people giving them, okay, if y'all are going to do this, stand 30 feet away because safety's important.
Mm-hmm.
Get a rope here and pull this way.
Good luck with that one.
And so that's, but I mean, 50 Secret Service agents injured outside the White House. White House turning off the lights. People reported the president went into the bunker. Who knows? Maybe they do accomplish that.
Yeah, a Confederate monument pulled down in Lynn Park in Birmingham last night also.
Right, they got the defacing and the attack on the Confederate monuments is one thing, but this is going on in Washington, American monuments. Just whatever is out there must be destroyed by some of these people. Anything
wow.
Must be destroyed. All right, coming right back. News headlines are next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Protests on Airport Boulevard in Mobile shut down the roadway for several hours last night. Shots were fired during those protests. Windows were broken at the Lowe's store on the I-65 Beltline, and someone tried to set a fire at the Staples office supply store in the same area. Demonstrations in downtown Mobile were peaceful most of Sunday afternoon, but tensions escalated when demonstrators clashed with police officers as protesters tried to get on the entrance ramp to Interstate 10. Officers fired tear gas into the crowd. The coronavirus pandemic is forcing Alabama state officials to rethink how they set up hurricane shelters. The director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency said the state is making plans now. He said the state will likely open more shelters to accommodate social distancing. The Atlantic hurricane season officially begins today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Special report, protests across America. Another night of sometimes violent and destructive protests. In Minneapolis, the police chief, Medaria Arredondo, had a message for the family of George Floyd, whose death in police custody triggered the protests.
In my mind, this was a violation of humanity. This was a violation of the oath that the majority of the men and women that put this uniform on, this goes absolutely against it. This is contrary to what we believe in. And so, again, what occurred to me, it was an absolute truth that it was wrong.
One officer is arrested and charged with murder in Floyd's death, and Arredondo says he thinks the others are equally responsible. All 1,200 members of the D.C. National Guard have been activated. Outside the White House, police fired tear gas and stun grenades into a crowd who had lit fires in the street. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Target, CVS, Apple, and Walmart all temporarily closed or limited hours at some locations for safety reasons, after some were burned, broken into, or looted after protests over the death of a black man in Minneapolis police custody last week. Amazon has adjusted its routes and suspended deliveries to keep drivers safe in some cities, including Los Angeles, Seattle, Chicago, and Minneapolis. You could see an extra fee on your bill as dental offices across the country resume services. New guidelines from the American Dental Association to prevent the spread of the coronavirus include screening patients for the virus, having them wait outside rather than in a waiting room, office staff wearing personal protective equipment, and more cleaning between patients. Many dentists are tacking a fee of about $10 onto patient visits to cover their increased costs. The Dow closed down 17 points, the Nasdaq gained 121, and the S&P added 14. Futures are mixed. That's your money now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today. And see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready.
Industry leader UniFirst is committed to supporting Gulf Coast frontline workers and salute folks across this great country working hard, caring for our neighbors, and keeping our economy strong. UniFirst supplies hygienically clean workwear and facility services, as well as masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, and cleaning supplies. These critical products ensure our community has a healthy experience and environment. Learn how UniFirst can help you present a professional image and provide a safe work environment. Visit UniFirst.com today.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Nice weekend. Dry weekend. I guess it got hot yesterday, though.
Yeah, it did. Up to 90 degrees, but still the humidity was on the low side, so it really wasn't that bad. We could warm up a little bit more today. We'll also see a gradual increase in humidity. I expect a high of about 92 for this afternoon. We should have plenty of sunshine. Now, tonight, we'll get some clouds certainly developing later this evening. And we'll stay in the 70s tonight, about 72 for the low. Tomorrow, though, with the increase in moisture, we'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms and the high tomorrow getting into the upper 80s. Now, the rest of the week, with the increase in moisture, we'll see some afternoon thunderstorms. And for Wednesday, Thursday also, and then even Friday with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s.
All right, Dr. Bill, tropics in the mix here.
Yes.
First day of hurricane season 2020 officially, and I guess there's something to talk about. Now, what is this? Is coming out of the Pacific and then coming into the Bay of Campeche? Or what is the storm?
Yeah, it was Tropical Storm Amanda in the Pacific, and it's produced quite a bit of rain and flooding in Guatemala and El Salvador. The center of that storm now has moved into the mountains, and it's breaking up and into scattered thunderstorms. And the remnants of Amanda will now be today will be moving over the Yucatan Peninsula, actually Guatemala and Yucatan. And then into the Gulf of Campeche, which is on the western side of the Yucatan Peninsula. It's going to probably stay there for a couple of days, and conditions there are favorable that it could return to tropical storm status. If so, it, of course, will have a different name once it gets into the eastern side of the mountains of Central America. So it has the potential of redeveloping and then moving possibly to the north or so, into the heart of the Gulf of Mexico, but that would not occur till the weekend. So we really can't tell about what's going to happen as far as a track until it becomes organized, and that will take at least a couple of days.
But if it were to be and become a player here, it would be something that we'd look at, what, end of the week?
Yeah, more likely the weekend right now. Possibly could be earlier, but right now I would say the weekend is the best bet, and that'll take a couple of days to organize. And once it does that, we'll have a better idea about where it's going to go and where it might affect which location along the Gulf Coast. That could be anywhere from Texas to, of course, to Florida.
And that next named storm would be Cristobal. And I know you'll tell us how many storms we're expecting this year. But I'm looking at the list of names. If we get down to the storm end, that's Nana. We could be dealing with Hurricane Nana. Nana. Here later this year. Is there anything more frightening than a Hurricane Nana?
If we have an active season, yeah, we may very well be faced with that.
Well, and you're talking about the number of named storms being at, what's the prediction?
Anywhere from 15 to 19 named storms.
So this could, I mean, be on track. I don't know, 2005, we ran through the alphabet, we ran through the names and went to the Greek alphabet, but that's a pretty heavy 19. If we start getting 19 plus, that's heavy-duty season.
Yeah, it was 27 named storms in 2005, and that's the all-time record. We had to go to the Greek alphabet.
That's, by the way, that's what happens, right? That's the rule. Then when you run out of names,
that's
you
right.
Then go to alpha and go on through.
Beta, right.
Well, all right, Dr. Bill. Well, we appreciate the update, and I'm glad you're keeping your eyes on that for us in the tropics.
Okay, John.
All right, our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, checking in. And, of course, he's checking in during twice an hour, every hour. Live with us on the mornings when needed in the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. The guy that's been forecasting here for four decades.
Oof.
Along the Gulf Coast and watching the tropics, PhD in tropical weather. That's one of the many reasons, and he's our buddy, that he's part of our family here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, 740, 70 degrees at our studios. Let's check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Trey Oliver, warden of the Mobile Metro County Jail and part-time artist. More after this.
That's the sound of rush hour. Hello, recess.
Mommy!
Work from home is a lot of work. Even though we're a little further apart right now, we're still in this together. Regions is donating this ad to local food banks to shine a light on them as they feed our neighbors in need. Learn how you can help or get help at regions.com/foodbank. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Your business has changed, and the way your team works has too. Video calls, virtual conference rooms, and online collaboration. But here's one thing that hasn't changed. C-Spire Business. We're here to help make your team even better. We'll set you up with the entire Microsoft 365 package with all of the Office essentials, including Teams, so everyone can chat, meet, call, and work together anywhere, at any time. All on a private, secure cloud network with 24/7 customer support. Try your first month free at cspire.com/business.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No problems as you travel from Loxley, I-10, Daphne, all the way across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, all looking good, and also through Mobile, northbound 65 to Saraland. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running, and they're an Appy finalist. The voting starts June 3rd. You can also rent their carts for weddings, graduations, and family gatherings. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Trey Oliver, warden of the Mobile Metro County Jail and part-time artist. More after this.
That's the sound of rush hour. Hello, recess.
Mommy!
Work from home is a lot of work. Even though we're a little further apart right now, we're still in this together. Regions is donating this ad to local food banks to shine a light on them as they feed our neighbors in need. Learn how you can help or get help at regions.com/foodbank. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Trey Oliver has over 31 years in law enforcement in his background. As the jail warden, the first thing he does every day is a rigorous early morning workout. But the greatest tool he brings to his workplace every day are his listening skills. They're so important, he teaches them to his trainees. And facing burnout a few years back, he did just what you'd expect of a jail warden. He began creating art out of driftwood and opened a gallery to show his work. Meet this Renaissance man on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Regions, Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Or the podcast available now at whatsworkingcam.com.
Right, 742 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to our friend Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk about a fresh week to work with and the month that was. Hey, Larry.
Good morning. Well, we had a record made, best May we've ever had in our 20-year history.
Fantastic. What a testament to what y'all do at LCM. So those that have been under a rock for all these years, tell them what you do at LCM.
Well, we got a great inventory. We got back, like I said, everybody here has got good experience in the business, so they know what they're doing. Like I said, we got a great inventory. We keep a great inventory, and I think our key is our choices in financing.
Yeah, and you've talked about that before. The old idea, right, was, hey, I'm going to go get financing secured, and then I'm going to come out and see y'all. But that's not the way to do this. Explain why.
We just have different options to go through that we know what to put the customer with the best finance source to get the lowest rate, the best terms, and we save people thousands of money on finance.
All right. Well, tell them, if they have not been by before, how to find you.
Come see us at Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 743. We'll check headlines coming up in sports with Dalton. We got some racing.
Yeah, some more NASCAR racing last night. I'll let you know who was the lucky winner. Also, Major League Baseball's Players Association has made a counterproposal as they try to get the season started for 2020.
On the way next, 744.
When you're injured, the insurance company often tries to pay you less than you deserve. They call it business. We call it bullying. I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Every day, we get our clients more than what the insurance companies initially offered and more than they were hoping to pay. Sometimes even 100 times more. How do we do it? It's simple. It starts with believing and it ends with betting. Believing in you and betting on ourselves. We use our size, our financial resources, and our reputation to take on the biggest bullies and get you the biggest results. We have recovered billions of dollars for our clients. You know what the insurance companies are hoping for? That you hire the wrong law firm that won't make those bets. That's why when you need a lawyer, the choice you make makes all the difference. Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. So after an injury, who will you choose? There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Protests on Airport Boulevard in Mobile shut down the roadway for several hours last night. Shots were fired during those protests. Windows were broken at the Lowe's store on the I-65 Beltline, and someone tried to set a fire at the Staples office supply store in the same area. Demonstrations in downtown Mobile were peaceful most of Sunday afternoon, but tensions escalated when demonstrators clashed with police officers as protesters tried to get on the entrance ramp to Interstate 10. Officers fired tear gas into the crowd. The coronavirus pandemic is forcing Alabama state officials to rethink how they set up hurricane shelters. The director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency said the state is making plans now. He said the state will likely open more shelters to accommodate social distancing. The Atlantic hurricane season officially begins today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Professional Collision, 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in NASCAR. Brad Keselowski took the lead with a lap remaining to win the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway last night. Keselowski's second win in the last week. He took the lead when race leaders Joey Logano and Chase Elliott wrecked while battling for first place.
They touch.
A little bump and run there from Chase Elliott.
Oh.
They're up and in the wall. Here comes Keselowski.
Wow.
And Kyle Busch. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Chase just sent it in there, got loose, took them both out.
Keselowski held on for the victory. He's now the first driver to win multiple races in the five Cup Series events since NASCAR resumed on May 17th. Logano finished 21st and Elliott 22nd. After the race, Logano blamed Elliott for the wreck.
Oh, he wrecked me. I mean, he got loose underneath me. The part that's frustrating is afterwards, a simple apology, like, be a man, come up to someone and say, hey, like, my bad.
Keselowski, who won the race, acknowledged afterwards that he needed some luck to pull off the victory.
Oh, my goodness. I think everybody on this Discount Tire Ford Mustang team is going to go to Vegas. Is it open yet? Because things have been going our way from the luck of the draw and the qualifying to, you know, the last few laps there.
Clint Bowyer was second through the finish line for his best finish in a year. Seven-time NASCAR champ Jimmy Johnson was in third, followed by Kyle Busch and Eric Jones. Tonight, the Xfinity Series will race at Bristol in the Cheddar's 300. And next up for the Cup Series, the top racers will head to Atlanta for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 on Sunday. The Major League Baseball Players Association sent their first counter-proposal to Major League Baseball on Sunday afternoon. The owners wanted 82 games this season, while the players' counter-proposal calls for 114 regular season games and an ending to the regular season by October 31st. The players would also receive a salary advance during spring training camp worth $100 million for expenses. It allows MLB to have 2 years of expanded playoffs from 10 teams to 14. The MLBPA also asked for players who qualified as, quote, high risk to opt out of playing this season and still be paid and receive major league service. The union remains steadfast that players should receive their full prorated salaries, while MLB's plan included significant pay cuts that affected the highest paid players the most but covered all levels. The MLB is expected to comment on the players' proposal later this week. In downtown Atlanta, the College Football Hall of Fame is boarded up and assessing damage from a destructive weekend of protests. The facility's most valuable trophies and artifacts were moved to a secure facility in case additional trouble breaks out. The hall's chief executive officer, Kimberly Bodine, said that the extensive glass facade of the nearly 95,000 square foot building was shattered on Friday night. Rioters also broke into the street-level gift shop and stole merchandise. The Hall of Fame opened a new $68.5 million facility in Atlanta in 2014, taking a prime spot adjacent to the Georgia World Congress Center and right across the street from Centennial Olympic Park. That area became the epicenter of Atlanta's protests over George Floyd's death. Thousands of people jammed the streets, clashing with police and damaging businesses. The Hall of Fame had been making plans to reopen after shutting down in mid-March because of the coronavirus pandemic. Bodine said those plans likely will be pushed back because of the time needed to make repairs. 10 minutes until 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Dix River Shooting is part of the Baldwin County community, locally owned and operated in Robertsdale off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. We're open for business and have everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. New summer hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Dix River Shooting Center. Get your aim on.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning from the SilverCreekRange.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We've got plenty of radars as you're heading out towards Theodore Dawes Road and Grand Bay Wilma Road, but no new wrecks. Good ride northbound 65 to Saraland. Bellingrath Gardens is back open. Gardens are open daily, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The home is also back open for tours as well. This week begins their wonderful Wednesdays. See the full schedule at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And we just heard it, soft capture. We have docking with the station and Dragon flying 262 statute miles right over the border between northern China and Mongolia.
Wow, and that was as SpaceX Dragon spacecraft arrived at the International Space Station less than 24 hours after launching from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. It's a new time here with private business delivering astronauts.
Yeah, it was. I had the chance to watch the launch. Was it Saturday after they pushed it off on? Right. Was it Thursday they were set to go? I think, and they had to push it off a couple days. And man, it's still something else to see a space. I guess a rocket take off from America, something we haven't seen here in a while. But I guess the docking was picture perfect, they said, with the space station. And it was so cool to see that capsule from SpaceX that after they, after they left the Earth's atmosphere and they dropped that part of the capsule that helped with the liftoff, that it actually docked back on not land, but on water here in America. Just so cool to see that. And that'll open a whole new, if we're able to send Americans to the space station or take trips to the moon or wherever they plan to go next, and we're able to use American-made rockets, that just opens up a world of possibilities for us in, I guess, this new space race.
Well, privately built, privately owned spacecraft. That's a new, it's always been the province of government and NASA to do that. Then you have SpaceX now doing that. What about the stock? I didn't go see what the stock did over the weekend.
It was something else to see the two astronauts as they drove up to the rocket to take their place in there, driving up in Teslas, which,
yes,
of course,
nice branding from Elon Musk.
Branding from Elon Musk, but something else to watch that. And still had as much awe and amazement as I was when I was a kid and got to see some of these astronauts take off. But of course, now a private business taking that role, and we saw Virgin trying to do the same thing. You have SpaceX, Virgin, and then what is it, Blue something with Amazon. They're also involved in this race for private businesses, but that was magnificent. I loved watching that on Saturday.
Amazon's going to try to figure out how to use that to deliver packages.
Blue Origin, I think, is what it's called.
To make it faster, go up, let the Earth spin, come back down, and get there even faster. All right, 7:55 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, just in a few minutes here, actually, I'll be joined by Jeff Sessions, and he has put out an email today about bringing the end to the rioting and looting. You also got, of course, U.S. Attorney General William Barr announcing that the violence committed by individuals were tied to the Antifa group will be treated as domestic terrorism. And that's one of the questions. As the president said, he would designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. You go to social media and you see the normal split. A lot of people say, hear, hear. A lot of people say, you can't do that. If not, if you do Antifa, what about all these other groups, white supremacist groups or others? Should they be labeled as terrorist groups? We'll talk about that with Jeff Sessions coming up in just a few.
Yeah, and it was interesting seeing some of the video from the protests this weekend where there were a few instances where, I don't know if it was members of Antifa or what, but one video I saw in particular, a guy had a hammer and he was breaking up the concrete on a sidewalk, and you saw some of the protesters that were out there, maybe peacefully protesting, take that guy.
They deliver him.
They got him away from the scene where he was causing this destruction of property, and they said, listen, this is not what this protest is about. We don't want you coming in here and hijacking our protest.
Yeah, if y'all haven't seen it, we'll try to put this up on our social media, but the police line is there. Officers are standing there, but they're like, they're not engaging. Mm-hmm. And this guy is, I don't know, 5 yards in front of him or so, beating this concrete with a hammer. And then the protesters, yeah, snatch him up and then carry him over. Red Rover, send destructor right over. And they sent him to the police lines. And then the officers said, thank you. Moved on from there. Lots to talk about next hour. Like I said, Jeff Sessions joins us here at the beginning of the hour, but we want to hear from you as well. 343-0106. It's FM Talk 106.5.